Does it still exist?
Yes, it still exists. It's no longer a privately owned affair. My father died in 51. Mm-hmm. Shortly thereafter, the school became incorporated as a non-profit-making organization. Some of the alumni contributed and whatnot.
Both your father's parents were born in New Orleans?
Yeah.
And do you know what education they had?
Well, I know about my grandmother. My grandfather, I expect, had about an eighth grade education in a private school. I believe it is called the Robert School. Of course, that was at a time when the public schools were integrated, and more or less, Southern whites didn't go to them. And of course, they wouldn't have taught French anyway. My grandfather wrote a very good French in letters and so on, except that he was a bit uncertain about his grammatical endings when they all spell the same way. My grandmother went to high school and had a teacher certificate, though she didn't use it. She had to pass examinations for it, though, I know, at that time. Of course, it didn't require college education in those days, as you realize. And she was an extraordinarily intelligent old lady. I remember her best of my grandparents because I was already out of the military when she died. She was anecdotal and so on, and friends of mine would come to the house for a beer or something like that when I was, say, 20, 21, and would stay to listen to my grandmother talk rather than talk to me.
Do you have a favorite anecdote of your grandmother's?
Oh, my, she had so many of them. One of the things that I really like about her will kind of illustrate the difference between standard and New Orleans French and Creole, in a way. She says that her uncle had been given by his father when he was being confirmed and receiving the sacrament for the first time. He had been, of course, boys wore hard-boiled shirt fronts like a full-dress suit today, but most of them had ordinary mother-of-pearl kind of buttons, and his father had given him a set that he had inherited of gold studs, and he was very proud of this, and his godmother, who was been educated in the Sacré-Cœur Academy and so on, came to him and said, "Mon fils, à quoi tu pensais quand pour la première fois tu as reçu notre Seigneur dans le Saint-Sacrement de l'Église?" What did you think? What were your thoughts when you received the sacrament for the first time? And all in very sanctimonious, correct French, you know. And he replied in street Creole, "Mon te pensais, mon te le seul gagné un bouton d'or." Which means I was thinking I was the only one of the lot that had gold buttons. But there was this attempt always by the white families to assure the perpetuation of standard French, you see, whereas, of course, the boys tended to consort, even as they got older, with women of mixed blood, and as you probably know, so...
Creole French is associated with mixed blood?
Creole French was, as I say, understood, say, 100 years ago by everybody. Mm-hmm. You don't call it Creole French, you call it Creole. Mm-hmm. Because Creole French is sort of ambiguous. Do you mean French spoken by Creoles? Because I consider myself a Creole. Mm-hmm. I'm a Caucasian. There are all kinds of gradations below that. There are people who are legally white and who really not aren't 100%, and there are those who are of distinctly mixed blood but are descended from free people of color before.